This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Evening edition with Uma and Ezra, 5:34 p.m. Sean Tunis from the news desk joins us as we take a look at the story about French fashion house Christian Dior. I mean, I expect Adeline Chung to be here from Styrofoam, but Sean Tunis will do. So Christian Dior is set to win its case against a Chinese trademark office. I understand this means Dior can finally have all the rights for its perfume product in the country.
Yes, it's actually a case to register Dior's perfume bottle trademark. Mm-hmm. And you've seen it before. I think it's quite an iconic perfume bottle.
Yes.
It's a teardrop-shaped Jador perfume bottle, right? And that's the one they are trying to get trademarked. And the intellectual property case also goes back to 2015, actually, when the Trademark Review and Adjudication Board in China rejected Dior's application. And then two lower courts also ruled against Dior after an appeal. But yesterday, China's Supreme Court ruled in favor of the French brand, overturning previous judgments. And incidentally, yesterday was also World Intellectual Property Day World IP Day. And incidentally, Foshan, China, is also the birthplace of Ip Man, also known as, in some parts in Malaysia, as IP Man.
Wow, way to go, man.
There's a lot of correlations here. You can't ignore it.
Okay, so the timing of the ruling is also interesting because China is currently trying to repair its damaged reputation when it comes to protecting IP rights.
Yes, the U.S. has threatened China with tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods. This is to force China to tackle the issue and this issue. And then there's also another issue of forced technology transfers from U.S. company. Mm. And CNBC actually reported earlier this month that China wants to introduce a penalty system for IP infringements. And this is to empower IP enforcement for foreign firms and make sure offenders pay a big price. And experts are now saying this particular ruling for the court by the court shows that China is now ready to protect IP rights no matter where is it from. But they are also believe there's still a lot more work to be done, and to improve trademark laws in the country it will take a long time.
Right.
Well, let's take a look at Bursa now, Sean. True B Metal Industries shares received a boost in early trade today.
Yes, True B Metal rose 12 cents this morning, and its share value has risen by 17% in the past 1 year. The Starbiz says this comes after the proposal to undertake a bonus issue of up to 21.98 million bonus shares. They are also planning to enhance their trading liquidity. True B Metal closed up 3% at 2.36 ringgit.
Sean Tunis, thank you very much for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the evening edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.